It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, Toby.
We have been hearing a lot in the news recently of a number of reports about false negative COVID-19 PCR test results. Elizabeth, should people be concerned at all?
I think you have to bring this into perspective, Toby. This was an isolated case in a laboratory. It was Wolverhampton, where people who had tested positive with lateral flow tests. Now, these are the tests that you can pick up from your pharmacy. These people went on to receive a negative PCR result. Now, 10% of the samples between two dates, it was 8th of September, 12th of October, they were found to be incorrect. Now, the NHS Test and Trace have been contacting these people. They may have been affected. Of course, this is a very serious matter, since as a result of a negative PCR test, I mean, people will have been mixing normally at work with family and friends. What I hope will happen is that people will be reassured that the testing kits themselves are not at fault. I think that's important to state, and they can be sure that the results they receive are accurate.
There's also talk about the PCR tests being replaced with lateral flow tests for international travel. Is that true?
Yeah, this was the lateral flow test could possibly replace day two PCR tests for international arrivals. Now, the changes supposedly come into force on the 24th of October, and tests can be booked earlier. Now, people will have to upload a photo of their private paid for tests in order to verify the results. I get asked a lot about testing, and apart from the NHS test from the pharmacy I mentioned earlier, I always direct them online because people have different requirements. Now, if that is difficult for you, and I include myself in that, then ask a friend or family member to help you with that.
And a lot of people are now getting their flu and COVID boosters. Are there differences in the way the service is being delivered depending on where you live?
Yes, Toby. I mean, in England, many pharmacies are offering NHS flu vaccination services. Some are offering both COVID and flu services, as are some GP surgeries. Scotland's NHS this time has decided to hold the services in vaccination centres. In other words, mainly not in GP surgeries or pharmacies. I've certainly tried to make the argument for local pharmacies to be able to offer the services, and I know where this is happening. Patients are pleased, particularly with the convenience of being able to pop into their local pharmacy, usually within walking distance of their home. Now, like myself, many pharmacies offer a private flu service, and of course, if convenience is a priority rather than waiting for an NHS vaccination, then that is available. There are also home visiting services for housebound patients. So really, Toby, depending where you live, there are a range of different venues on offer.
Elizabeth, I believe you've been reading more about the condition long COVID. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, long COVID, Toby, is where the symptoms of the disease last for weeks or maybe even months after the infection is gone. There are, of course, a lot of symptoms. Now, I could read out or tell you about maybe 25 symptoms, but I think the main ones are extreme tiredness, fatigue. Obviously, the shortness of breath, because that's how you feel when you have COVID, chest pain or tightness. I mean, dizziness, there's joint pain. Even have depression and anxiety and earache, feeling sick, high temperature. So it can be different for individual patients, and that in a sense why it's difficult to treat. A visit to your GP for a diagnosis is important. Perhaps having a chest X-ray, for example, might be offered, getting a blood test as well as a check on blood pressure and heart rate. Now that can rule out any other condition, and that's really important.
So if you have been diagnosed with long COVID, what should you do?
First of all, what sort of care or support do you need? In some cases, you can be referred to a rehabilitation service or maybe just need advice as to how to manage your condition at home. Now, knowing that many people have a different experience, it can help. Rather than comparing those who have dealt with the problems, it would be unsuitable for yourself. And I think comparing with other people is probably difficult with long COVID. And the course of recovery does not appear to be related to the severity of that initial infection. I've found a site called Your COVID Recovery. I would suggest people have a look at that, and that'll explain more fully the condition and maybe help you understand how to deal with your particular issues, because I think that's the key. Long COVID is different for different people. You know, if you've got heart failure, if you've got diabetes, Parkinson's disease, there are lots of similarities. But with this long COVID, apart from possibly the universal fatigue, it is quite different for different people. So I think it's important to find out how you can help yourself.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they find you?
www.newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick, for chatting with me here again on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.